Peace. Six and change, actually almost seven past the hour, close enough for what they refer to as government work. We are not doing government work. We don't like the government here. You can count on us not to be too
Sounds
excited.
Like an oxymoron to me.
Yeah, right. Government work. So what do we have? We have the judge. He's Dr. Ken Kronos. This would be like Judge Judy or something. Judge Wapner. He's the judge when it comes to medical questions. He can judge the high points, the low points, and give you something that will certainly be food for thought. 888-553-7536. Blog at drkenshow.com. And you can send us email there. You can follow this whole proceeding on Facebook if you would like. Headlines from the week. Amazing information about leukemia. This would be certainly good news, Ken.
This is absolutely great news. There are so many people who have cancer, and leukemia is a blood cancer where the blood cells just start to divide without control. Very deadly if it's not treated, most of the leukemias. And many people cannot tolerate chemotherapy, and they're not candidates for bone marrow transplants or radiation therapy, so they really don't have much hope. Well, there's hope out this week. It was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm so proud because this work was done at the university where I went to medical school in the late 1970s and early 1980s, the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Scientists, for the first time, they've used gene therapy, Doug, to successfully destroy cancer tumors in patients with advanced disease. This is a goal that has taken 20 years to achieve. We were buzzing about it when I was a medical student, and this dream has now finally occurred. These researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, they engineered patients' own pathogen-fighting T cells. That's the part of the immune system which fights especially viruses, to target a molecule found on the surface of leukemia cells. Doug, the altered T cells, they were grown outside of the body, and then they were infused back into the patient suffering from late-stage chronic lymphocytic leukemia. This is abbreviated CLL. It affects the blood and bone marrow, and it's the most common form of leukemia. Two participants in the phase one trial, they've been in remission for up to a year, and a third had a strong anti-tumor response, and his cancer remains in check. The research group plans to treat four more patients with CLL before moving forward with a much larger phase two trial. So this is early, but it's great hope. And if you know somebody who is in trouble with this problem, the CLL leukemia, and has no hope and is not a candidate for any of these other treatments, give the University of Pennsylvania a call and see if you'll be a candidate.
So what hope does this offer for other cancers?
Well, it has the hope of using the immune system to fight cancer, because, you know, you've been through with somebody who has chemotherapy. It doesn't selectively kill the cancer cells. It kills anything that divides. And so you lose your hair. You can lose your GI tract, your stomach and intestines. You can lose your bone marrow. Any place where there's active cell division is often affected by chemotherapy. And the beauty of this is to selectively, as we would with a bug that enters our body, we give a vaccine to rev up the immune system so that it recognizes this abnormal foreign body or bug, and the immune system selectively destroys the target. This is selective use of the immune system to destroy the cancer cells only, Doug.
Cancer cells only. That's the thing about whatever has happened heretofore in modern medicine. Whatever they have used to try to get at the bad cells kills the good cells, too.
Exactly.
Wipes them out. All right. So that's good news. A lot to chew on there. 888-553-7536. We often hear stories about people who have worked on some of these projects who say they really, whoever they are, don't want to get the cancer problem is the goose and the egg. And if you really are going to be serious, there are ways you can wipe out cancer, but people don't really want to wipe it out. They want to be able to treat it, make money on it,
Doug,
et cetera,
these
et cetera.
People want to win the Nobel Prize. They want to wipe it out. And if they can wipe it out, they will. There's no handcuffs on these groups. I've worked with these people, and I did research at the University of Pennsylvania. They want to get to the final prize and win the Nobel Prize for doing this.
888-553-7536. That's good enough for me. Next, as a result of what I just said, the insurance companies, they are happy to make money as much as they can. And because the health care package that got passed last year wasn't really a health care package, it was a protect the insurance industry at all costs package. We have a lot of people now, as they continue to study what came out in the, how many pages, hundreds, thousands of pages?
A couple of thousand.
Right. What?
Yeah,
the real...
pass it to read it.
Yeah, okay. So the... yeah, that's it. We pass the bill and we read it afterwards. You want to vote for whoever said that. Meanwhile, medical actuaries at insurance companies have some news that you're not going to like.
This is why people are so skeptical these days. You know, it's just infectious, the skepticism, and it's unfortunate. I grew up believing everything I heard, but wait till you hear this. This is out of the journal called Health Affairs, came out this week. According to the Office of the Actuary in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the growth in the net cost of health insurance will increase by nearly 14% compared to the 3.5% had Obamacare never passed, and the growth rate of private insurance premiums will rise by 9.4% from 5.0% under prior law. That's an 88% increase.
88%. I like them.
Had the bill not
apples.
Been passed.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. We'll get to some of that. Your call is coming up at 888-55-DR-KEN. Here's the way to get immediate digestive relief. Simple, straightforward, to the point, and to the point of helping people balance their stomach. What better way is there than the natural way, Ken?
For anyone suffering from digestive issues, Doug, the next minute is worth listening to. Are you tired of being dependent on pills or tablets that can have dangerous side effects for digestive discomfort? Now there's a new, easy-to-use and effective risk-free digestive health treatment being offered to all of our listeners. We're calling and introducing AlloCure, a fast-acting and affordable acid buffer that promotes long-term healing, not just short-term relief. AlloCure reports over 90% of users are satisfied with results.
Well, that's not a bad number, is it, huh? Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back? Well, I don't think that that's the case because I don't think it has to be the case. You try this stuff and see how it best works for you. It's inside and outside. That's the good thing. The Mayo Clinic website says that aloe vera taken internally may help lower and control blood sugar levels. Dr. Ken says call 855-TRY-ALOCURE. The number again is 855-879-2563. That's the number to call to get this product, try AlloCure. It is not a drug. It is not anything that has to do with any chemical. It is all natural. This stuff's been around for a long, long time. It helps you suffering with digestive issues. So help yourself to 855-TRY-ALOCURE.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables, the Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Man, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Over 50% of U.S. households have at least one member of the family with sensitive skin. And many of those people avoid using fragrance products, including laundry detergent. However, sensitive skin sufferers no longer need to sacrifice scent when it comes to fresh, clean laundry with the introduction of a new product. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
As a mom, I'm always looking for products that are good to use with my family's sensitive skin. I started using a great new detergent, Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent. It's the first scented detergent clinically tested for sensitive skin and is gentle enough to use on all of your family's clothes. It has a skin-friendly fresh scent and is dermatologist-tested, hypoallergenic, and even has the added benefits of baking soda to help remove tough dirt and odors. What I love most is that we don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity and can get the smell of fresh, clean laundry throughout our home.
For more information about Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent, visit armandhammer.com.
888-553-7536. Visit with Dr. Ken if you want to get answers to your medical questions like Patsy has done. She's calling us from Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, Patsy.
Hello.
Hi, Patsy.
Hi, Dr. Ken. My deal is my sister, who is 52, has had severe rheumatoid arthritis since she was 14. She's had over 30-something surgeries, most all joints replaced.
So she has what we call juvenile arthritis.
Yes, uh-huh.
And this is an inflammatory arthritis. We were talking about the immune system earlier, helping us to cure cancer. This is where the immune system goes wacky, haywire, starts attacking our own joints and our body inappropriately, thinking they're foreign, and they're obviously not.
Right. Right. She's had a new pain for about 6 months now down her hip and leg, and gone to several doctors, and this week an orthopedic doctor told her there was basically nothing else that could be done. And she, you know, of course, she's in such pain, she says she just don't know that she can live like this. So I'm just asking, I guess, for a referral to a doctor maybe you know or could find out around Memphis. I don't think she could handle the trip to Nashville, that may get a second opinion.
Did they check out her back, her lower back? That's what I'm a little concerned about here.
They did. They checked out her lower back.
And mm-hmm. That's okay?
They said it's not coming from her back.
It's the hip?
The hip is where the pain and the upper leg.
I would imagine
they did a CAT scan and drew some fluid off and checked all of that. And you know, it really didn't give her an answer other than...
Patsy, what I would recommend doing is, my first choice would be to take her to Nashville, to Vanderbilt, to the rheumatologist and the orthopedic doctors there. If you can't, then the nearest university medical center that you can. My gut feeling is that it's in the hip, and that needs to be looked at, and that sometimes can be a little challenging.
All right, Patsy, 888-553-7536. If you have a question, you'll be up next here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Ken Kronhaus.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Dr. Ken and Doug sitting by awaiting your calls. And if you've listened to us before, if it's your first time, welcome. But if you've listened to us before, you know the routine. People wait till the second hour or the end of the first hour, and the lines are all filled up. As usual, right now, we have a few lines open. If you want to get through, if you've ever tried, the lines were busy, or you just gave up waiting, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-N. You'll get right through. Toll free from anywhere in America, 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'm a trained internist, cardiologist, medical scientist. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been taking care of patients since the mid-1970s. Figure out how long that's been I've been in medicine. I think I've seen just about everything. I'll help you with the easy ones, the hard ones. You've been to the doctor. You left, I'm sure, with questions unanswered. It's like revolving door medicine. You get in, you get out so quickly, and by the time you're in the parking lot, you remember what you wanted to ask. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. You have a question about your parents, your spouse, your kids, I'd be glad to answer any of them. I, as I mentioned earlier, went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University, and then I went west to California, San Francisco. I was a cardiology fellow there, and I've been practicing cardiology near Orlando since about 1987, 1988, in the same town, a lovely town called Mount Dora, Florida. 1-888-55-DRKN. I'd love to help you get to the next step. There's no paperwork, there's no bill, and I promise I won't embarrass you. And we, as I've said before, if you want to ask a question about sex, I'd be glad to talk to you about that. I won't embarrass you.
Here's one of those. You ready?
Sure.
It's an email from Craig, who says, I'm a gay man. Do we have a much higher HIV infection rate than women? The CDC says yes.
That's what the statistics show, that gay men do have more HIV and homosexual transfer of the virus seems to occur more easily than heterosexual transfer. That, you know, there's been many theories that the intercourse may be more aggressive. There's more damage to the linings, so that the virus is able to sneak into the bloodstream more easily. But it seems like it's not rare in the heterosexual community. It does occur, but it seems like the virus transmits more easily during heterosexual intercourse.
So the answer to his question...
During homosexual intercourse.
Right, yeah. All right, so that's the answer to your question. Sir, email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
There is some good news this week about HIV. You know, when I was... I saw my first case of AIDS when I was an intern at Duke University in 1982. The first case was reported in 1981. So this is a disease that I have really grown up with as a caretaker. And then I then went out to San Francisco in 1985, and tears came to my eyes just about every day, because I would walk down the wards of dying men, and I was seeing many of them for heart-related issues. And in the mid-1980s, it was a death sentence. It was just horrible.
Sure, yeah.
And one room after the other of dying men in San Francisco, and any of us listening who were providers back in that era remember it. It was just horrible. And now we have wonderful medications that allow people to live a long life and often coexist with this virus and maybe try and even get rid of it. You know, I would not in any way, because we have such wonderful drugs for it now compared to in the 1980s, you know, practice unsafe sex and think that, you know, if I get it, I'll treat it. Certainly prevention is still the best method, but we do have good drugs. And just this week, the FDA approved another once-daily HIV pill. It's called Complera. Doug, it's made by Gilead. It's the second complete HIV treatment in a single once-daily pill. Complera, it's a combination of several drugs, and it's just very nice that now there's another choice, a single tablet that was approved by the FDA. The first single tablet multiple regimen was approved in 2006, and Complera, it's approved as a first-line treatment for adults with HIV infection who have not yet begun treatment with any other HIV medications. But like all these HIV drugs, Complera can have serious side effects. This includes lactic acidosis and severe liver damage. These are side effects linked to most drugs in these classes that are combined together to fight this virus.
All right, so that's some more good news. 888-553-7536, as is often the case on the Good Day program during the week. Every once in a while, I want to throw out a 2020 medical quiz question. So here's the question. How much money does the drug industry make selling cholesterol-lowering drugs on an annualized basis? It's in the billions. You come up with a number closest to that number, and we'll give you some free e-food. The drug industry makes how much selling cholesterol-lowering drugs? It is in the billions. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken prescribes. He has one that he likes, but there are a lot of them available. So how much do you think the drug industry makes selling cholesterol-lowering drugs? In the billions. Right number gets the prize. 888-553-7536.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the weekend.
You have medical anxieties? And then this is the place to be. Stress and anxiety, no good. We want you to feel well and to actually feel good. Both of those work well. Feeling good and feeling well. 888-553-7536 as we continue taking your calls and getting your input and your questions. Dr. Ken every week produces the Good Day newsletter. It's a weekly event that you get on Friday afternoon. Ken, what's the content this week that's going to stir people to wanting to go to your website, drkenshow.com, or to dougstefan.com and sign up right now?
This week's free newsletter of the latest information published in the medical journals in the last 4 to 5 months. It's the latest news related to mental and emotional health, Doug, and this is so important to get your full body healthy and avoid physical problems. You need to get those emotions and mental situations nice and healthy.
And part of that can be the mental emotional stuff comes from not having a good serotonin level, leveling out your chemical and chemicals not only in your brain but in your body. Everybody's is different, and so I've always wondered about this, and I've never asked you about this. All these drugs that are prescribed for people to calm them down, that doesn't do anything to level out the chemical content of the body, though, does it really? It's sort of a mask rather than a help.
Well, one of the classes of antidepressants that we give are the SSRI. This is the drug that affects the uptake of serotonin in the nerve cells so that there's an inhibition of the uptake so that the concentration increases. And the drugs that are used for the brain for depression, for bipolar, for schizophrenia, they definitely affect the chemistry of the brain, Doug.
I mean, not in a permanent way, though, or do they if you have too much of them?
Well, they don't usually affect it permanently. Once you stop the drugs, usually the effects will go away.
Really? All right. That's interesting and important news. 888-553-7536. You can make news today by calling and asking a question. You may think your deal is nobody else will benefit from this. I'm very unique. Believe all of us here, and there's somebody listening because there are so many people listening to this program every weekend. More people and more radio stations carry this program than any other medical program on the weekend, so there's bound to be somebody you'll help by asking your question other than you.
Can I just follow up about what you just asked me? Because there's some important news about that, how depression raises a woman's stroke risk. This is very concerning, and sometimes people just write off their feelings and feel that it's not important. This is out of the medical journal Stroke, which is a journal of the American Heart Association. It's the September issue that just came out this week. And what they discovered was that depression moderately increases a woman's risk of stroke. Women who had a history of depression who were currently depressed, they had about a 29% increased risk for stroke. And this was after even eliminating all the other risk factors like smoking, high blood pressure, diabetes. So if you have had a history of depression, or if you currently have a history of depression, I would make sure that you talk to the doctor about lowering your risk of getting a stroke. That means watching the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the blood sugar, even diet. You may need to get a carotid ultrasound. You may want to make sure that your heart's in normal rhythm. These are the issues, and I hope that you'll talk to your doctors about these things. One of the concerning issue that was raised, Doug just asked me about changing the chemistry of the brain with medication. One concern that was raised in this study was whether the drug may be the reason why there's increased stroke risk. Not so much the depression, but the treatment being on these drugs. That part is not clear. That part needs more research, but the take-home message for me is if you really need the drug for depression, take it. But if it's questionable, you know, maybe some talk therapy alone may be the better way to start out.
Yeah, there are natural antidepressants. But if you are feeling depressed, if you've lost a lot of interest in your normal activities,
if you're suicidal, you
sad,
need medication.
Hopeless, yeah, right. They're suicidal, yes. And then there are some things that I've heard over the years that some of these things have sent people to suicide, or so the thinking was, so it's hard to know what the right.
Well, there's a question about in children whether it can push them over, but certainly if you're thinking about hurting yourself, if you've written a note, if you've made your plans, please talk to somebody about that. And remember, also when you're getting treated with drugs, you need to combine it with talking therapy.
Yep. Be kind to yourself. And here's a related thing, talking about women and things that they face. There is a study this week about women, heart risk, and smoking. This is pretty compelling. This would get any woman who still smokes off of the butts.
Women tend to have everything a little bit harder than guys. And it seems like women, when they smoke, coronaries are so much more sensitive than guys. They smoke less than guys in general, but their hearts get plaqued up, get clogged up much, much easier than guys. So they're at much greater risk of having heart attacks. It's just another important reason for everybody, but especially women, to realize that they're going to be a lot more sensitive than the guys. And please talk to your doctors. You can talk to me if you want about all of the ways you can to get off of cigarettes. But women, they run a 25% higher risk than male smokers for developing coronary heart disease. This was out of the medical journal Lancet just this week.
I read this week that women who smoke, anybody who smokes, doesn't love him or herself. And I was thinking as I read that back to my mother, and the fact that she died at the age of 50 from smoking-related illnesses. And when thinking about her, I would concur. She didn't like herself. She didn't love herself. She didn't like anything about her life.
Well, when she was around, we didn't know as much about the dangers of it. You know, doctors in the 1930s and 40s used to make commercials for cigarettes. But today, with what we know, you have to have a self-destructive tendency. And also, smokers mistakenly believe that vitamins will protect them from cancer. This was out of the medical journal Addiction this week. And also, smoking increases your risk of having that irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation. When the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, this can lead to stroke. And this was out of the medical journal Heart Rhythm this week.
888-553-7536, the working 2020 news quiz question. The amount of profits, Ken and I were talking about this off the air, is this the net or is this the gross? This is the net. The cumulative sales are way in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And you said something interesting. The total take for drug companies on an annualized basis is what? What'd you say, $500
billion? $500 billion, the top line.
My God. 888-553-7536. Scotty, what do you think the right number is?
Hi, Scotty.
Scotty, you there?
Yeah, $10
billion. $10 billion is too low. Way too low, in fact. Thanks for the call. Here's John in Clarksville, Tennessee. What do you think the number is?
$12 billion.
$12 billion is too low.
Sounds like the price
way
is right.
Too low. Right, exactly. So if you think you know what that number is and you want to win some free e-food, we'll let this go to the top of the hour instead of the usual 20 past or 20 of. The question has to do with how much money the drug industry makes, that is their profit, on selling these hundreds of billions of dollars worth of cholesterol drugs. A lot of money every year. 888-553-7536. Braden, I believe that is this gentleman's name, in York, Pennsylvania. Are you there, Braden?
Yeah.
Hi, Braden. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh, fantastic. I used to listen to talk radio when I was your age, and people say kids don't listen to talk radio. Do you believe that?
No.
Congratulations. I'm so glad you're here. How can we help?
I've been having pretty bad nosebleeds for the past couple of nights, and I was just wondering if you, like, they'd last like 6 minutes long or something like that, and I was just wondering if you could tell me how to counteract it or how to help with it, you know.
Sure, Braden, I'm glad you called. When you get your nosebleed, what do you do?
I normally just go into the bathroom and wipe it up, you know, make sure all the blood's out of my nose, and wash off my face and go back to bed.
Okay, what you want to do is use gravity as your friend. You want to put your head back. You know, when I was a kid, I would put my head over the sink and hope, thinking that all the blood would go out and this thing would stop. That's exactly what you don't want to do. You want to use gravity to help it run back. You know, try not to choke on it if it's really bleeding. Sometimes that may be a hard thing to do. What causes this? You know, I don't want to get gross with you, but you know, when I was 13, sometimes my fingers got into my nose a little more than they should. Definitely nose picking is a very common cause of this. Dry air. You're in York, PA right now. I hear it's pretty dry in Pennsylvania right now. That certainly can do it. It leads to more bleeding and infections. I don't know if you have any allergies right now or you have a sinus infection. Certainly that can do it. Even a common cold, a deviated septum, a foreign body in the nose, people who use nasal sprays, trauma to the nose. I doubt you're using alcohol. Sometimes that can do it. There are some very unusual blood problems. Hemophiliacs can have this. People who have problems with the platelets can have this. Lupus. There are many, many different causes for this. There are some rare but more serious conditions. How long has this been going on for, Braden?
You know, it started like eight, nine nights ago, and it's been reoccurring ever since, you know, late at night or early in the morning, I would wake up and I would blow my nose and all of a sudden the blood would start coming. And, you know, I just, and yes, I do have very bad allergies. I get shots every 2 weeks for it. And, you know, I was just wondering if you knew a way to help me out, you know.
Sure. Are you going to an allergist?
Yes.
Are the allergy shots working?
Yeah, very much so.
So you're not suffering this year like the rest of us with a really bad course of allergies, are you?
No, no. They really help. Actually, I can, like, tell when I need my shots or when I'm fine.
Just between me and you, Braden, are you picking that nose?
No. I blow my nose.
Okay. And is the air in the house exceedingly dry?
Not really, but I tend to be outside more often than inside.
Okay. Well, I think it's then time to get back. You probably have a good pediatrician, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What I would do is the next time this happens, I would just put the head back and hopefully it stops real soon. If it doesn't or if it occurs again after that, it's time to get back to the pediatrician to start looking for some unusual causes of this. Does it usually stop pretty easily?
Not really. Sometimes after, like, 3 minutes, I'll think it stopped. I'll go back in and I'll, like, lay back down. And then I'll feel it running again and then I'll have to, like, spend another 3 minutes to get it to stop. And usually it stops, but,
okay.
You know, sometimes...
Talk. Have your mom and dad with you. Talk to your pediatrician. You may want to go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. You may need to get that cauterized, which is not a big deal, and just have some blood tests done and to have them look down in there to make sure that there's no clear identifiable cause for this that can be reversed, okay? That's what I would do, Braden. And you are so
okay.
Articulate, I think you may have a future in talk radio.
Hey, thank you.
As a doctor. All right, thank you. 888. I'd want to know if there were others in the family, brothers, sisters, mother, father, anybody else who had that, because that would be a connection as well, wouldn't it? That would
The dry air would be.
Yeah.
And that's the two most common causes of nosebleeds are dry air and nose picking.
Right.
And then there are a lot of other causes, and then there are some very rare causes. And there's probably 30 different reasons why your nose can bleed.
888-553-7536. Carol, what's the number, the profit margin for the drug companies selling cholesterol-lowering drugs?
I said $25
billion. $25 billion, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're still too low. Can you imagine? Thanks for the call. Can you imagine? It's higher than $25 billion. That's the profit. They sell about $200 billion worth of this stuff a year. 888-553-7536. A lot of good questions coming in, and we'll get you some good answers from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert of the Good Day program. It's 12 minutes before the hour.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. The amount of cholesterol-lowering drugs on the market today, there are more and more, and they've been around long enough for some to be generic or to have had the patents. For how long have these things been around, the Crestors, Lipitors, Zocor, how long have they been around?
The first statin drug for availability approved by the FDA was about 1987, Mevacor. And so they've been around quite a while, and a number of them have gone generic. The popular generic ones are simvastatin for Zocor, pravastatin for Pravacol. They're the mid to weaker statins. The stronger statins are not yet generic. Lipitor, the second most strongest, is going generic. We hear it November of this year, and the gorilla statin, the strongest of the group, Crestor, is still branded.
So we have, let's see, Pfizer made $8 billion on theirs. Bristol-Myers.
Lipitor.
Let's see, Pravacol, is that what it is?
Pravacol, Bristol-Myers. Yeah. But that has, I don't know what year your date is from, but that is a huge difference once they go generic. Pravacol from Bristol-Myers is now Pravastatin is generic.
Got it, okay. 888-553-7536. Just good conversation is partly one of the reasons that people listen to this program every weekend. 51 after the hour.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Hey, get away from the blues. Get your health back. Call Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Well-known cardiologist, practices, as he said a little bit ago, down in Mount Dora. Mount Dora is a beautiful town in Florida. You could get an appointment to go see him, if you'd like, by dialing 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Get you to him. This question about the profits in cholesterol-lowering drugs, the number... I'm looking at an article that I found, and someone says the article wasn't about just cholesterol. It was about companies requiring that people get, as well as drug tests, get a blood test. So the company would know how your cholesterol is, and they, because of the new laws, the new healthcare laws, they could use that as a screening procedure for keeping you away from the job, that is, not hiring you. What do you think of that, Ken? Because it's expensive to treat this, and they don't want to pay the health care costs for it.
Well, I think unless you have a contagious problem that your health or you have a medical problem that gets in the way of you doing your job, you know, the rest of it, I think, is not the business of your employer, and I'm an employer.
Yeah, me too. 888-553-7536. All right, Brandy in Stockbridge, what do you think the right number is? How much money they make approximately selling?
I'm going to say $120 billion.
Whoa. Well, that's the total take is about $200 billion, so that's a little high.
You're an expensive girl, Brandy.
Yeah, you are. Elaine in Appleton, what do you think the number is?
$500 billion.
No, you're getting crazy numbers. It's much lower than that. Kay in Eaton, Oklahoma, what do you think the number is?
I think it's $88
billion. $88 billion. No, that's too high. All right, I'm going to take one more call on this, and then I'm going to give you the answer. Donna's in Anderson, South Carolina. Donna, what do you think the number is?
358.
No. Yeah. The number is $35 billion. The drug industry makes $35 billion selling cholesterol-lowering drugs.
And that's worldwide.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, no matter how you slice it. All right, Donna, you have a question for Dr. Ken, so please go ahead.
And the companies are worldwide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Ken. Good morning. I enjoy your show, and thanks for being on public.
Thanks,
TV.
Donna. Thanks for the kind comments.
My mother she's 68, and she's battling cancer. She had it 3 years ago in her ovum, and she had had a hysterectomy.
Say that again, in her?
Ovum.
In her ovaries?
Well, they took the ovaries out, but in between, you know, all the stuff that holds everything together.
The uterus?
No, they had taken that out years ago. But anyway, the doctor said he got most everything except a few granules, like sand size, behind her liver, and he thought chemo would take that out.
Okay.
And she was cancer-free for 3 years, and she just now went back for a checkup, and it came back, but it's metastasized itself into... Now it's in her lungs.
Can I interject something?
It's in her lymph
nodes. Donna, let me say something here, Ken, if I may, with your permission.
Please.
This is a ruse. Doctors who tell you you're cancer-free are not telling you the truth. Once you get, I know this for a fact, and never mind the reading and stuff I've done, my former wife has had 4 bouts with cancer that began in her breast. And any doctor who tells you you're cancer-free is not telling you the truth.
Is it the same cancer that she originally had? Are the cells the same?
Well, no. Like I said, it was in, like, her. They took out her ovaries, and then...
Right, but there's a primary... You know, doctors talk about the primary. That's the original source of the cancer.
Right. It started that 3 years ago.
And then there's what we call metastasis when it goes to other parts of the body.
Right. In the interest of time, what's the question, Donna?
Okay. Now it has metastasized itself into her lungs.
What would you like Ken to tell you? Donna, we're running out of time. What do you need from Dr. Ken?
But she's chose to go alternative type, and she's not, because her oncologist,
Donna, I need a question for Ken. What's the question?
Donna, she needs both worlds. Get an alternative doctor, get a traditional doctor, get both here. If she has metastatic, if this is from the original primary, that's a very difficult problem. Whatever you can do, make sure you have people who are credible, who are using evidence, both alternative and also traditional, to fight this.
And the sad reality is once you have cancer, you can treat it, deal with it, but it doesn't go away. We all have cancers in our body anyway, right, Ken? It's a little cancer.
It's our immune system protecting us.
Yeah, you got to have a strong immune system. Another hour with Dr. Ken. He'll help you be stronger. 888-553-7536.